They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Film Room. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan, and in this segment, we're going to look at the cornerbacks. And Greg, it's an interesting group. I think the safety position might be a little bit better overall, but I'll tell you, there's some good football players here. And we're going to start with Dean Milliner from Alabama, arguably the best corner, but what do you say about him?
Yeah, I think he probably is.
All right.
And I think when you watch him on film, you see a guy that plays press coverage extremely comfortably. And that's one thing I always look at when I watch guys in press coverage. I see what their reaction is right off the ball. Because a lot of guys are frenetic in their movement. You know how we talk about quarterbacks being frenetic in the pocket, and that's a bad thing? Same thing with corners. When a receiver comes off the ball, if you start to see a corner, you know, start reacting like that really frenetically, that means they're not comfortable playing press. And I think Milliner is a very comfortable press coverage corner. He played a lot to the boundary, to the short side of the field, so he was used as a blitzer. He was a very good run support player, a lot like Stephon Gilmore from South Carolina last year, who, by the way, I thought was the best corner in the draft last year.
I do remember
but
that.
But I think Milliner is the best corner in this draft with multiple attributes.
Now, when we look at corners with size, Xavier Rhodes out of Florida State has that. And we've talked before about Sean Smith, who was signed by the Kansas City Chiefs, as a guy who had good size. And you know, some coaches say, you know, I don't want a guy 6'3", 3.5". I like my corners 5'11", 6 feet. Rhodes is over 6'1", Greg. How does he transition?
Well, those 5'11 guys are great until you face, you know, Brandon Marshall and Calvin
there
Johnson.
There you go. Exactly.
And Andre Johnson and guys like that.
Right.
And it's a theory I have about bigger corners in the league, and we'll see if it plays out this year because there's a bunch of bigger corners who are not necessarily great players, but they're big. And as we talked about with quarterbacks, size can be a talent at the corner position. And getting back to Rhodes, who was a big physical kid, played a ton of press man at Florida State, played to the boundary predominantly, to the short side of the field. I like Xavier Rhodes. Does he have at times some footwork issues which can be cleaned up? Absolutely. But I think in today's NFL, his size, his bulk, his body type, I think he's the corner that fits in the NFL.
Now, another tall corner, Jonathan Banks from Mississippi State. Greg, how does he transition?
I was frustrated with him at times. There were times I really liked this kid. He's about 6'2", 195 pounds. He's a lanky kid. He's played a lot of safety as well in his career, even this year at times when I was watching Mississippi State.
Glover Quinn made the transition from corner to safety in the
NFL. So I know he's probably viewed as a corner. I thought there were times that his length for him caused him some problems. He did not have smooth movement in transition, in directional change, which is so critical for a corner. So, as I said, I think he's seen as a corner, but I'm anxious to see if others might view him as a safety.
Now, a guy that was his teammate at Mississippi State, Darius Slay, not as tall, Greg. What do you think of him?
A little more, believe it or not. I thought his movement and change of direction was better. I thought he was a little bit more of an explosive athlete. And I'm real anxious to see where Banks gets drafted where Slay gets drafted, because I thought that on film that Darius Slay was a little bit better football player.
Yeah, and again, when you see the competition that they went up against, did you see these guys match up pretty well against the big-time receivers in that conference? You watch tape?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the conference this year. I don't think the conference this year had the great, great receivers they've had in the past.
Gotcha.
I'm sure I'm missing one or two guys, but it's not like you could say, let me watch a guy against Julio Jones. Because then Julio Jones is a great, great player.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I don't remember those specific matchups. And it's funny you say that, because a lot of these teams don't necessarily match up their corners anyway. They play them on either to the boundary or to the field or left corner, right corner. But at the end of the day, I liked Slay on film a little more than I liked Banks.
We're going to go out west for the next corner. That's Desmond Trufant, one of the three Trufant cornerback brothers. How about that? He's the last one.
Yeah.
Isaiah Marcus, of course, is a longtime corner who I saw at the Senior Bowl in 2003.
That's because you're old. You're going to a lot of Senior Bowls.
You're right. I just had my 12th. Desmond Trufant, who I also met this year, Had a great week, Greg. What do you think of him?
I like him on film a lot. I think he's a very fluid athlete. You know, it's funny, at the combine, at times he looks stiff, which was very odd because on film he doesn't look that way at all. And we're going to see him right here, and here he's going to be matched up, look, playing press coverage as we watch this play right here. And, you know, you can see the movement's really good. I liked him a lot as a player on film. He definitely can play on the outside, but I think he gives you versatility because I think he can play in the slot. So I like Desmond Trufant.
All right, next guy we have also in the Senior Bowl, we've got Jamar Taylor from Boise State. Greg, what have you seen from him?
Liked him. Very good combination of traits. And we're going to see him here matched up against Marcus Wheaton from Oregon State in a Senior Bowl practice. And, you know, Marcus Wheaton,
he could run.
He can really run. Yeah. And Taylor, you know, is he a little behind him? Yeah, but he wasn't really beaten. And I think Taylor is a very fluid athlete, very smooth. To me, he's a kid who can play press man, which he didn't do a lot of at Boise, but he's capable of it because of his physical attributes. Played a lot of off coverage. It would not surprise me to see him get late in the first round.
Really? Okay. Really. Wow, this could be a better cornerback draft than
I think anyway. Again, that All doesn't right. mean he will, but I think he's got that kind of talent.
Now we're going to stay with the Senior Bowl. We got Jordan Poyer from Oregon State, Greg, and a guy that got, I think, plenty of work, and we got to see him. So, Greg, what do you think of him?
Yeah, we can look at this play. He's at the bottom of the screen in off coverage, and I think this is what he did best. To me, he was a physical player. At Oregon State, when they played in their sub-packages, he always played inside. I think that's really what he is. I think as an outside corner, I thought that his transition, his movement, his change of direction was a little bit lacking. If you just look at him purely as an outside corner, I don't think he's a high draft choice. I think if people like him, it will be for his versatility and his ability to play in the slot. I'm wondering if he's even a safety in the NFL, quite frankly.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you see that from time to time. Guys who don't run well enough can transition over to safety and play in the league for a long time, so you never know.
And that's possible.
And our last guy here from LSU, we've got Thorold Simon, a guy not a lot of people talk about.
No, and he's a classic case for the taller corner that I'm speaking of. If you just look at his skill set, his movement, you wouldn't say he's a first-round choice. But he's about 6'2", he's long, he's lanky. At times, does he struggle in transition? Yes. But again, if you're in the NFC North, okay, and you're Green Bay, and you're going to match up to Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson, I think a kid like Simon, because of his size, because of his length, he works for you. So you have to make those kinds of decisions in today's NFL. Who are the receivers you're playing against? You could have an awesome 5'10 corner with unbelievable physical attributes, athleticism, change of direction, all those things we talk about almost as cliches, but they're true. But if you're 5'10", it doesn't matter. Calvin Johnson's catching the ball.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And these guys have to perform well with the vertical, because you got to be able to get up, because you're giving up, as you said, 5, 6, 7 inches.
No question.
If you don't have a good vertical, there's no way these guys can get drafted early who are shorter than about 6 feet. Good stuff out of you, Greg. Good information on cornerbacks. Keep watching us at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and thank you for watching The Film Room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased.